Welcome everybody, Shinam 9:55, getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, we are in middle of Simen Resh Tes Vav. We've been for a while now trying to go through one Simen at a time. Here and there we put in a different subject if it comes up in reference to Shilas, if we had asked something, a certain question comes up, something we already learned. But in general, we're trying to stick to one Simen at a time. Grind out that simen, go through the ins and outs and all the various different shalas that come up in that simen in Hilchas Brachas and move on from there. So, of course, we're in the middle of Simen Resh Tes Vav, the halachas of Amen, and over there we have also the brachas of the halachas of bracha she'ena tzricha. When one makes a bracha that's not needed, or is it a bracha that's needed? In other words, the bracha I make that's really not needed, there are certain times that it's really needed. Or the halacha is a bracha levatala, which can never be made. You can't make a bracha levatala. But a bracha that's not needed, sometimes there are times that it's needed. Okay, so we've been going through various different cases, right? If somebody wants to catch up to make 100 brachas on Shabbos, right? We said if somebody wants to eat something before the meal, after the meal, but they could eat it in the middle of the meal. We went through all those various different, very interesting questions. We just finished going through just a review, so we have keep a handle on it. The famous meal that's split, right, Erev Shabbos, when it's, Shabbos, we want to eat Shalosh Sudos, and then that night is Yom Tov, so we want to eat an early Shalosh Sudos, so instead of eating two meals by day, we can take one meal and split it in half. In general, we try not to, but in Shasat Chak, like over there, when it's coming up Yom Tov at night, and we can't make it late, and we're going to be stuffed anyways, and so on, so there's room to be makel, of course, and that's the minute many do that. Many make the meal, eat part of it, the fish or whatever, they wash, eat part of it, bench, go daven mincha, then they come back. So even though we'll say, what do you mean all this bracha she'etzricha, it's a bracha she'etzricha, it's really a bracha that you need because we want to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of shalosh seudos the right way. So the last case that we ended off with from the Sefer Pesukei Teshuvos last shir, we just ended off with it. I just wanted to talk a little bit about it. I think it's a very important concept, is that the halachas of Ikar V'Tafel, you have halachas of Ikar V'Tafel, and in other words, something sometimes have two brachas, have a mixture of a plate, like cereal, right? Have mazonos, have shahakal, have possibly ho'etz, raisins mixed in there, a few raisins, but I have the main thing is mazonos. It's my cereal that's mazonos, assuming that it's made out of wheat, right? Whatever it is. Wheaties, I'm not going to get into all the different cereals. Now we've spoken about that. I have milk, right? So a few different, but the bracha is mazonos, and the bracha is mazonos. And if I, as long as I eat a kazayas under a 4-minute period, the after bracha is al hamichya, even though you have the other brachas, because that is ikar v'tafel. It's all tafel. It's all subordinate to the mazonos. And the same thing with other things. Also, we spoke about apple pie and all the various different things in the halachas of Ikar V'Tafel. And soup, sometimes you have various different brachas in soup. So, right, depending on what's more, each spoonful, whatever's more, that's the right bracha. If it's mazonos, it becomes mazonos automatically as long as it's made together. Okay. Now, but the question is, but sometimes there's a suffix whereby I just flat out don't know what to do. So therefore, we're going to say to make two brachas in that case. Just to give an example that we spoke about a while back, which doesn't really apply today, Baruch Hashem, many years ago, Nebuch, people didn't have what to eat. So let's say like a barley soup, they would have a couple of pieces of barley floating around, like mamish, almost nothing. But still the barley that's cooked is mazonos. But the main thing is the soup. I need the nourishment I'm getting from the soup, not from the barley. Those two pieces of barley is not going to help me. So the Mishnah Berurah talks about that case. Again, Baruch Hashem, it doesn't apply so much today. In general, we have a nice full barley soup, which is mazonos, finished. I eat a barley soup full of the barley, I make a mazonos, and that's it. There's nothing else. And then I make a alamichya, as long as I eat a kazayas of the barley under a 4-minute period. So now the question is, when you have a few pieces floating around, so then the Mishnah Berurah said, for example, first to make a shahakal also, because really the main thing is the soup, just a couple of pieces of barley were thrown in, I was able to find or whatever, and give it a little bit extra something. So, but that's mazonos, mazonos you still have to make. So the Mishnah Berurah said, in that case, make two brachas. So it's really, I should make one. But over here we're making two. This is just I'm just giving a question of a sophic, and this case actually makes, this case with the barley soup, when it's only a couple of pieces floating around, The Piskei Tshuva brings down two cases where I think this one case covers them both. So there's one thing is we're making two brachas. Why make two brachas? Make a mezonos. Because there's only a couple of beers of barley, and we're not sure really if I make a mezonos on the barley, it could be a covers, could be not, because the main thing is really the soup. Mishabura says, make two brachas, make mezonos, and make a shakal. So that's one way, which is, again, I'm just giving an example. If you have anything else that's, I'm not sure, do I make this, do I make that, right? Ikav a tuffle, maybe, possibly, and I couldn't figure it out. I tried. The machlekes apoyskim, lemaisis machlekes apoyskim. Some say like this. Some say two brachas. Some say what? So then you can make two brachas to get out of it, right? To get out of the suffix, and but to make it specifically separate. In other words, I'll take. Let's say I have a. Whatever the case might be, it's just another example, which is machlekes also a little bit the ice cream sandwich. Rav Moshe says two brachas, others make say one bracha. Rav Moshe says you make two brachas, so you take a little piece of the cracker, right, of the cookie, make a mezonos separately, and then a little bit shakal, make a shakal separately. Even though some might say different, but lemaisa we do, but to eat it separately, each piece separately, each thing separately, make its own bracha and shine. And then the other thing is. What I wanted to mention, Piskei Tshuva brings down, that sometimes you flip it. Like in the case of the soup, even though mezonos comes first, right? In Simen Reish Yud Aleph, we're going to see that the halachas of Kedima in Brachas, when you have mezonos, shahakal, or whatever other foods in front of you, in general, mezonos will come first, like before ha'eitz, before shahakal, and so on. If you're going to eat it all and it's all at the table, not mixed up, it's separate. I have an apple, I have a cookie, I have a whatever, I have a tomato, right? So in general, I'm going to eat them all. I have no preference. I really don't care. So then halachically you have to eat mezonos first and then whatever, then hadama and then then ha'etz and then hadama and then shahakal. Okay, but we're not going to get into all that. But over here Mishabura tells us make first a shahakal. I think he said it b'shem d'chayyadam in Simen Reish Ches, actually our last Simen we were learning, previous Simenim that we were learning, to make a shahakal first. Ay, Baruch Hashem, it's Richa, how could I make shahakal first? What's going on? Because it could be when you made the mezonos it covered the soup, so therefore make shahakal first and then you'll make a mezonos anyways, because you have to make a mezonos on that with a couple of pieces of barley, so you make separate a mezonos. Again, this is not a case that comes up too often, but it's just to bring home the point. So in those cases, again, if it's ikav a tuffle, I'm not sure, there's a machloikis, some say yeah, one bracha, some say two brachas in the mixture that I have, so then make separate brachas, but take each piece separately and make a separate bracha to cover the machloikis, and not just that, but if it's really a question like the case of the soup, again, there's other cases also, to make the shahakal first and flip it around and like this and make the mezonos afterwards or like this to getting out of the machlekes, because it could be when you made the mezonos it possibly covered the soup already, maybe again it's a machlekes, so we want to get out of it, so we just flip it around. So those are just another couple of cases that are brought down by the Sefer Piskei Tshuva. We'll just read it over inside, review it next year. But the bottom line, that's what it's all about, and we'll move on from there. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch Kol Tov.